I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Enjoy the show.
Yes, here we are, another week where we're going to enjoy the show together. And I've got to tell you right up front, I'm feeling a little wimpy this week. I've been dealing with some, actually an infection, and I'm on drugs. And the last time I did a Dr. Bill show when I was on drugs, I was more lost than usual. So we may have a very odd show today. So prepare yourselves for that. But then, part of the reason I think you tune in for Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is that you like to listen to me go bonkers. So that's okay. Anyway, today we have stuff to do. Now, first of all, before I go any further, let's mention the fact that we have a blog called drbill.cc, drbill.cc, which stands for Computer Curmudgeon, and of course you can go there and read all the articles. I would encourage you to do that. I'd also encourage you to look on the right-hand side upper corner and click on the link to go to my PC. Citrix Systems, our wonderful sponsor, has an awesome product, and there's a 30-day free trial there. If you'll just click on that and go right to that link, you will find that you can order that for 30 days absolutely free, no obligation. They are not going to do anything funky with you. But you'll be able to get to your PC anywhere on the interweb, and that will be a good thing. Now, as for our geek culture segment, you know I enjoy bringing you geek culture. And since I'm feeling a little weird today, I thought I would go back to one of our classics. One of, in fact, the people who make geek culture possible on the internet. And that is, of course, the master himself, Weird Al Yankovic. Weird Al has had a lot of geek culture songs that I thought were awesome. And this particular one has some very specific advice that I think we should all take heed and do. So let's listen right now to Weird Al Yankovic extolling us to dare to be stupid.
Working now, I'll show you how you can dare to be stupid. soup. You can eat a bunch of sushi, then forget to leave a tip.
Do to be stupid. Come on and do to be stupid. It's so easy to do to be stupid. We're all waiting for you. Let's go. It's time to make a mountain out of a molehill. So can I have a volunteer? There's no more time for crying over spilled milk. Now it's time for crying in your
Yes, one of the classics, Dare to be Stupid by Weird Al Yankovic. Gotta love it.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
And of course, if it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also members of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Yes, indeedy. So there you go. And now you're expecting me to go to the blog and get your tech news. Ha ha. Ah, I think I'll just do that. Wouldn't that be a shock? Okay, first item. The new project, by the way, new, G-N-U, stands for News Not Unix. How's that for odd? Anyway, the new project turns 25 this month. A quarter of a century of open source free software. Dude. And I remember I was there. I was in the middle of it when it happened. I wasn't like Richard Stallman's good buddy or anything, but I remember when it was announced. I remember when the first software came out. Because I'm the computer curmudgeon, that's why. No, anyway. So, we've got lots of good things that have come about because of new. Not the least of which is eventually Linux came along. And Linux is awesome. So, there you go. Alright, then we have the first Bill Gates, Jerry Seinfeld commercial. You know, they've been talking about this for a while. Bill Gates and Jerry Seinfeld doing commercials for Microsoft to counter the Mac versus PC ads extolling the virtues of the Mac in a gentle and humorous way. So, ostensibly, these commercials are supposed to advertise Microsoft's Vista. Now, the problem is, this is a $300 million ad campaign. And if you've seen the commercial that they've released so far, it makes no sense to me, man. It's the weirdest thing you have ever seen. And they never mention Vista. They don't advertise it at all. And, you know, I just kind of ask the question, now, shouldn't a commercial make you want to run out and buy whatever it is you're advertising? Well, this commercial would make you want to go out and get some pleather shoes. Yeah, there are a couple of cute little geek humor things thrown in there. Like, at one point, Jerry asks Bill Gates what his shoes are made out of that he's looking at, and he says, pleather. Which, if you remember, is a reference to a Mac versus PC parody that somebody did, which brought Linux into the picture. I think it was maybe Novell that did that parody. At any rate, the Mac guy was wearing a jacket that looked like a leopard because of Leopard, you know, the operating system. And the PC guy was wearing a leather jacket, looked leather. So Mac asked him, what's your jacket made of? And he says, pleather. So that was a little reference to that. Plus, in there, Bill Gates shows a card that has his official mugshot from when he was arrested as a kid. So, there's a couple little interesting things in there, and there's a few humorous spots, but I just don't see how it advertises Vista. So, as Microsoft has usually done, it's lame. There you go. Now, the big news this week... Next item, by the way. Big news this week is Google Chrome. The Google Chrome web browser. There's a kind of a... It's very strange. There's a comic book explanation of what Chrome is. Very odd way to do it, but it's fairly effective. And it explains the new technology involved in Chrome. And I downloaded it, and I got to admit, it seems pretty snappy. Pretty nice. Basically, the idea is every tab in the browser has its own process that's running on the computer. So basically, if you were to hit a website that somehow crashed that tab, it wouldn't crash out the whole browser, where you might have some tabs open that you really want to get back to quickly. So that's kind of cool. And of course, it runs faster because, again, each tab has its own process. So, kind of neat. Supposed to be optimized for video and audio. Multimedia browser. And that's fine. I can understand that because Google owns YouTube and they're wanting to kind of cater to that. Since YouTube is based on Flash, of course it supports the Flash plugin very readily. But it does not support the Silverlight plugin. I gotta wonder if that's not because it's a Microsoft plugin and a Google browser. I'm sure Google will get around to supporting Silverlight. But it's just interesting. So, there you go. Anyway, download it, try it. I think you will like it. Whoa! It's the Geek Software of the Week drum roll, and of course that tells us it's time for the Geek Software of the Week, which this week is SDP. Now, I mentioned this on the DrBill.TV netcast last week and featured it there, but I figured it was so good I wanted to share it with you here on the podcast because it is some pretty awesome software to be 100% free. I've got the link right there in the blog. You can click on the SDP Video Capture Software link there, and it will take you where you can download it. Now, the benefit of this software is that if you've ever played a video on your PC that is coming across as a Microsoft streamed video, you actually are not linked to the file that's being downloaded. You're linked to a .asx file, which then launches the video, or it has an MMS stream, a Microsoft Media Server stream, that is streaming the file. So if it is being streamed like that, there's no way to download the file to keep it, should you want to. So what SDP does, it actually, you put the URL of the stream into the software, and then it captures the video into a file locally on your PC, and it works really well. So check that out. You will find it very beneficial. Awesome Geek Software of the Week. All right, next item. Red Hat invests further in virtualization. Red Hat wants to compete with VMware's ESX server, Citrix's Xen server, and Microsoft's soon to come out, or well, short, I guess it came out recently, Hyper-V virtualization. Lots of people jumping into virtualization, and because it's a very hot thing. I know I'm a VMware administrator at work. VMware certified professional, as a matter of fact. Went and took all the classes, took the test. Whew, hard test, but anyway, got my certification. And it's very awesome. I mean, I got to admit, VMware is the coolest software I think I've played with as a system administrator, because it just is amazing to be able to create a machine with essentially, in effect, no hardware there. Now, of course, you have the host that you're running on, but it's the system is separated from the hardware in such a way that it's very generic, and it just makes it easy to manage and to, you know, have a template and clone it and do all kinds of things. It's just awesome. At any rate, Red Hat has decided they need to broaden their virtualization footprint, if you will. So, they're now adding KVM to the existing hypervisor-based approach to virtualization. An advantage the company envisions as providing as complete a portfolio as VMware, Microsoft, and Xen. Now, all of this is coming together into Red Hat, its operating system, Red Hat Enterprise Linux, which already includes an embedded hypervisor. They're going to roll all this other stuff into it and try to be big dog in virtualization. I wish them well on that. They got a long way to go against VMware, believe me. But, you know, so many people jumping into the pond. We'll see what happens. All right, next item. Oh, boy, do I feel weird. But anyway, that's not the next item. Next item. CNET says 10 things we'd like to see in Google Chrome. Google Chrome, like I said, that was the big news of the week. And they are suggesting several things. Number one, they're suggesting profile roaming between multiple browsers. I like that. You know, if you're going to go from browser to browser, you kind of want to keep your data that you collect along the way. That would be kind of cool. I don't know how easily it'd be to do that, but you know, it'd be kind of cool. Better bookmark management. Well, I'd be for that. I don't know what they mean by that exactly, but yeah, cool. Plugins. Google has acknowledged that plugins are on the roadmap, which is a good thing. Sounds good. Number four, save sessions warning messages when closing multiple tabs. Firefox's little warning that you're closing a group of tabs has been a huge lifesaver in version 2. Version 3 brought it in a way of grouping all the tabs, open tabs, for later. Chrome has neither of these features. Basically, if you tell it close the tabs, boom. It just does it. So, I can see that would be a nice little addition. A full screen mode, number 5. Number 6, a more customizable interface. You know, it's simple and blue, that's cool. But it'd be nice to be able to change it around if your personal preferences were otherwise. Version 7, a way to drag applications back into the main browser. Okay. Version 8, a Mac Linux version. Now, this surprises me, actually, that they don't have a Mac and Linux version. They're a very big open source shop. So, I would hope that would be soon to follow down the road. Anyway, number 9, a pop-up blocker that actually blocks pop-ups. Their pop-up blocker is more like a pop-up relocator. So, that's not good. And finally, number 10, a regular old search box. They're trying to promote their new Omnibar, you know, which is cool. You can put in a web address there, or you can put in a search phrase there, and they'll search the internet for you. But sometimes you just want a search box. And then, as I said earlier, the other thing that would be nice to have would be support for Silverlight. And you say, Dr. Bill, why do you care so much about supporting Silverlight? Well, I have a small confession to make. As much as I diss Microsoft, I will say this. I have found that when streaming media over the web, there are lots of issues involved in streaming video. It's just the frame rate makes all the difference. It's just a lot of things you have to take into consideration to keep the quality up, and yet at the same time keep the size of the file down. And after much experimentation, I found that I can take a video file, an MP4 video file, like you'd put on an iPod, and convert it using the Super Video Utility that I've had as a Geek Software of the Week many months ago. And you take that, you can convert it, and if you set it just right, you can maintain the quality yet have the file size be very small comparatively. You know, for instance, I produce an almost 30-minute video netcast. Not the DrBill.tv one, but my Spirit of Faith netcast. And the MP4 file format is something like 450 meg, which is huge. I can run it through Super and convert it to a Windows Media format, WMV file, with a frame rate of 336, which sounds pretty low, and it is, but when I do that, I can get like a 78 meg file that actually retains a lot of the quality, and then I can use Silverlight to, you know, have it stream on the web, and it works very well. So, like I say, much as I complain about Microsoft, Silverlight kind of works pretty well, you know? So it'd be nice if the new browser would support Silverlight. And like I say, I know it's because Google and Microsoft are big-time competitors, but eventually I'm sure they'll getting around to supporting Silverlight. And I know, I'll keep playing around with the video, and I'll see if I can keep tweaking, but I just haven't been able to get the flash as small with as good a quality as I have with this other method. So we'll see what happens, you know what I mean? Okie dokie. Well, I must say, it's been a very different program this week. But that's because I'm feeling really funky. So, we'll let it go with that. I would encourage you to listen to the Game Master's Bin Spin this week. We're going to be recording that next, as a matter of fact. So join us for that. I'll probably be just as out of it there as I am here, but that's neither here nor there. So in the meantime, the Doctor is out of here. Way out of here.